The Tom Mix Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air. From coast to coast.
So let's get going.
Up, Tony. Up, boy. Up. Black Cat, a dangerous criminal wanted for a $1 million radium robbery, has been traced to an office on the 21st floor of a downtown building. Tom Mix, believing that the cat would return to his skyscraper hideout, decided to lie in wait for him with the Wrangler and Taker. The office was in pitch blackness, and as the clock struck midnight, they heard a sound at the window and saw the Black Cat standing outside on the window ledge. He was preparing to enter the room when Taker sneezed. And they saw the cat leap into space and disappear into the darkness below. Then, to the amazement of the Wrangler and Pecos, they saw Tom suddenly rush over and dive through the window after the cat. For once, it looked as if Tom's courage had carried him too far. For how could he possibly... But wait. Here's your pal, the old Wrangler.
Howdy, everybody, howdy. Are you looking for better grades at school? Or are you looking for the kind of energy that'll help you be a better athlete? Well, sir, you'll find these things in every golden brown spoonful of delicious Ralston wheat cereal. You bet your boots you will. Made of whole wheat, nature's richest grain, good old Ralston is brimful of nourishment and bodybuilding etiquette. The kind of energy that helps you make you a winner in the things you do. And Ralston is extra rich in vitamin B1. The vitamin that science says we've got to have every day to keep our minds keen and alert and be mentally on our toes. You'll go for this golden brown cereal of the Western Tang. It tastes well elegant. Now ask your ma to corral you a red and white checkerboard package of Ralston tomorrow, and see what a big difference this hot whole wheat cereal makes in your life. And now, Davis and me are standing spellbound in an office on the 21st floor of a tall building. Unless our eyes are playing tricks on us, Tom has just dove out of the window after the cat. Davis is
saying... Unfortunately, Wrangler, did you see that?
Tom
climbed out of that window onto the ledge. He stood there a second and then he dove off.
It ain't true. Our eyes are playing tricks on us.
That's what?
We're seeing things.
I can't hardly bear to look. Come here to the window, Wrangler.
He's gone. Ain't nothing but empty space down there.
Tom!
You don't answer. If the moon was only a little brighter, we could see down into the yard.
What made him do it? What made him do it?
I reckon we better get down there, Wrangler, and get him.
Yeah.
Here's the yard.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing.
Me neither. Almost a landed over there in them shadows.
I reckon. Come on, let's have a look.
Okay.
Hey. Here's something. You got a match?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are all footprints in the dirt.
You think they're Tom's?
Nope. Ain't Tom's. These here footprints was made by Eastern Shoes.
Consideration.
Wrangler, maybe we're riding the wrong trail.
Maybe Tom didn't hit the ground at all.
You saw him dive out of the window, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
What?
I don't know. I reckon I was just a-hoping, that's all.
Tom didn't have a chance, Pecos. Not a chance.
That's where you're wrong, Wrangler.
What was that, Pecos?
I didn't say nothing.
I could have swore I heard Tom's voice.
It is, Wrangler.
What?
I'm right here.
Jim, Bentley, is that you, Tom?
No one else, Pecos.
What? Tom, we thought...
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you. I wish I'd had time to tell you what I was planning to do before I jumped. But the cat moved too fast for me. Oh, come on. Let's get to a telephone. I want to call police headquarters. I'll tell you all about it on the way.
Oh, this here's a miracle, a plain miracle.
No, Ranger, it's not a miracle. It's simple when you understand it. First, though, you'll be glad to know that the cat has been captured.
What?
Yep. He's lying up in a room on the 20th floor of the foundation building. All tied up and ready for delivery to Inspector Jameson.
You say you caught him in the foundation building?
That's right.
But, Tom, the window you drove out of was in the office tower building. How did you get from there to the foundation building?
I got there the same way the cat did, Ranger. I swung across on a trapeze.
What did you say, Tom?
I said I swung across on a trapeze.
Trapeze?
That's right. The foundation building and the office tower building are only about 50 feet apart, see?
Yeah.
Well, between those two buildings... Oh, I can't see it from here. It's too dark. Well, the cat has run two slender steel wires. From these wires, he hung a trapeze.
Glory be. You mean the cat...
I mean the cat is a clever trapeze artist, yes. As a matter of fact, he's one of the best I've ever seen.
What do you mean?
You say this here cat, hombre, when he went diving out of the window, caught a hold of that there trapeze and swung across to the other building?
Exactly.
Then how come he left his footprints down here in the yard?
Yeah, well, that had me stumped for a time. Apparently, the cat man was afraid that we might get suspicious unless he made it look as if he'd landed down there. So he planted his footprints in advance.
You mean he left his tracks down there before we started chasing him?
Yeah, that's it.
Wait.
And here's the door to the lobby of the foundation building. Must be a telephone inside.
Great day in the morning. Go out and see everything now. That explains how the cat man stole the radium.
Sure. When we put the radium on the table and locked the door, this here cat hombre was probably watching us from across the way.
Right.
As soon as he see us leave the room, he just swung over on that there trapeze, grabbed a hold of them bars on the window, wrecked through with that long steel rod and lifted the radium off the table.
And with a box of radium tucked under his arm, he swung by one hand back again.
Shucks, no wonder we couldn't find no trace of it.
Yeah, but Tom, there's still one thing that puzzles me.
What's that, Ranger?
This cat man being the expert to catch that trapeze blindfolded when he dove from the window. But when you took out after him, how in thunder was you able to catch it in the dark?
Oh, it's not so very dark tonight, Ranger. There's enough moonlight to see by.
But when me and Wrangler looked out that window, we didn't see no trapeze.
No.
Well, that's because you weren't looking for it. You see, I had a hunch the cat was using the trapeze. Sure enough, there it was.
Well, Tom, you took your life in your hands.
Of course he did. Tom, why couldn't a person see that there trapeze in the daytime if it was a hanging there?
Yeah, but it wasn't hanging there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The cat man had it rigged up so he could pull the trapeze itself into his hideout and out of sight in the daytime.
Oh, well, what about them wires it hung from?
Well, in the daytime, no one had noticed them, you see. They looked like ordinary telephone wires.
Oh.
Now, here's the phone booth. I'd better call headquarters. And the quicker the cat is safe in the hands of Inspector Jameson, the better off I'll feel.
Passengers
for Flight 7, Chicago, Kansas City, El Paso, and Los Angeles.
And gate 5, please. Flight 7, Chicago, Kansas City, El Paso,
and Los Angeles. Oh, you sure you'll have to go back to the DM bar? Yes, Professor, I'm afraid so. Tom's got a pretty large ranching
business to
take care of, Professor. That's right. Every time he stays in the trail for a couple of weeks, things don't get into a mess.
Yes, yes, of course. But, Tom, you've done such a wonderful job of clearing up the problem. I'd certainly like to have you along on the expedition to the Mato Grosso.
Well, thanks, Professor.
Tom, are you sure you won't change your mind?
Well, I'd sure like to, but right now I'm afraid it's impossible.
Well, I don't like to insist, but the Harvey expedition to the Mato Grosso in search of those six landmines won't be for 2 weeks, maybe more.
Yeah.
Now, don't you think you could clear up your affairs with the PM bar in that time?
Well.
Why, we'll hold the expedition just as long as you like. I'll feel a lot happier with you along.
Here, Blue Jones, the professor's got that there branded iron all set to lay with your eye.
I know he has it. Well, all right, Professor Harvey.
Bob, you mean you'll come? You'll come with us on the expedition.
Yes, I can make it. Of course, everything depends on how quick I can clean things up at the PM bar.
Wonderful, Tom. Wonderful.
The following passengers for Flight 7 report to Gate 5 immediately, please. Tom Mix, Pecos William, and Mr. Wrangler. Tom Mix, Pecos William, and Mr. Wrangler report to Gate 5 at once, please. Flight 7 is ready to depart.
Yeah, well, it looks like we're holding up the plane.
Yes.
We've got to go now, Professor. If we can get back in time to make the expedition to the Mato Grosso, we'll sure do it.
Sure will, Professor.
And as
the plane carrying Tom, Jacob, and Wrangler wings westward, a new adventure is beginning for Tom in the Mexican border country. Let's listen in on a scene taking place in an outpost of the Texas Rangers somewhere on the Rio Grande.
Anyway, this situation is becoming intolerable. Now it's time something was done about it. It's up to you and your men to do it.
Well, sir, I know my men and myself have been on this job without results for a long time. We've done our best, sir, but I'm afraid we're late, sir.
What's that?
Yes, sir. I hate to admit it, but, well, it's a mystery, sir. A mystery I'll never be able to solve. As a matter of fact, I know of only one man who can solve it.
And who might that be?
Tom Mix.
Mix? Why, heavens, you're right. I should have thought him myself. All right, then. This thing's got to be solved, and solved quickly. Get Mix. You understand? Get Mix as quickly as you can. I've been dispatched to Ranger headquarters of El Paso. Tom Mix wanted at once at Ranger outpost near El Campo. Mix.
Tom Mix on his flight.
Yeah, why?
I've got an urgent message for him from the Texas Rangers.
Ring for the hostess.
Ring for the hostess, nothing. If he's the Tom Mix I've heard so much about, I'm taking a second.
An urgent message. Get Tom Mix at once. It's relayed from the lonely outpost of the Texas Rangers at El Campo near the Rio Grande to a plane speeding across the continent. What is the mystery that needs all of Tom's detective ability and skill? What new adventure awaits our friends in the Rio Grande country? For thrills, adventure, and mystery, be sure to listen in tomorrow at 5:45.
Say, Shooter, if you know any troopers in your neighborhood, be sure to tell them about good old Ralston. Now, a trooper is a kid who's so soft he can't go out for the team or nothing. And so tuckered out all the time he can't keep up with a gang. Shucking. Once a trooper starts wrapping his step around a dish of Ralston regular for breakfast, chances are he'll be so all-fired full of energy he won't know his own self. Because Ralston is the cereal that gives you pizzazz. And does Ralston taste good? Jim, on Mimpy. It's got a flavor that's a jelly whacker. A genuine jelly whacker. So round up the troopers in your neighborhood, pronto, and tell them about good old Ralston, the cowboy energy cereal that comes in the red and white checkerboard pack.
Hold on, Pickers. Straighten my hair and call me Betsy Lookit. It's roundup time. So let's get going.
Up, Tony. Up, boy. Up.
This is the old Wrangler speaking for Delicious Ralston and reminding you for a thrill a minute, tune in Tom Mix tomorrow at 5:45. Good night.
Mother. Here's a brand new way to fix a hot wheat cereal breakfast. The quickest, easiest way you ever heard of. Just serve Instant Ralston, the sensational new hot cereal that needs no cooking. You can serve Instant Ralston almost as quickly and easily as pouring cereal out of a baggie, because Instant Ralston has been pre-cooked for you. Now, to fix Instant Ralston, just pour into boiling water or milk. Turn off the heat immediately because it needs no cooking. Stir and serve. That's all there is to it. Now, no matter how late you sleep, you can give your family the hot breakfast you know they need. Ask for Instant Ralston tomorrow in the red and white checkerboard package. Made by the makers of Ralston Wheat Cereal, a family favorite for over 40 years.
This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.